Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IAB at 6:30 and 15 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Ed Arzuman. Those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for about a 90-minute schmooze right up until we go to Dallas, where the Saints are going to make it a long night for the hometown team. That's coming up at 8 on your fan, New York City. Tonight, once again, we have the lead story, Spinning Wheel. Now, this is when, in case you weren't listening from last night, this is when we spin the wheel for tonight's lead story. Simple enough. Now, it's not always so simple and easy when a number of stories can blend into one, especially when you have more than one story to kiss and tell. If you give a listen on a daily basis and you're not really creating separation between stories, you can get one story with so many parts, so many ingredients that you can really get confused, even dizzy, with the hydrated atomic blonde turning into Hendrik Lundqvist, turning into Tim Hardaway, turning into Todd Bowles, turning into Bryce Harper, turning into Eli Manning, turning into Robinson Cano, who you know will turn into Carlos Baerga, turning into Robbie Alomar, or even Juan Samuel, who became so bad at second base he was moved to center field when he came to the Metropolitans from Philadelphia. So, let's give a spin to see what's in, what the lead story spinning wheel can give us with spin number one.
Hot stove.
Swing and a drive into left center field. Kept to the warning track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Robbie Cano!
Frazier going back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Robbie Cano! Don't you know? With an opposite field home run into the Yankee bullpen. And the Mariners have the lead.
Harper swings and drives, going to deep center. Jankowski back, can only watch it. Way, way out of here and gone. Goodbye! Swinging a long drive right field. Harper gets into this one. It's going, going, and long gone. Bryce Harper ties the game with his 27th home run.
Smoke and mirrors is what I see. I see all this smoke, and I see all these mirrors to look into, and I see more smoke. Cano, Robinson Cano, we would say no. Too old. Too expensive, too unfamiliar with the National League, etc., 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 ad infinitum. And with Bryce Harper, we didn't hear his name too much today. How come? So we see, as we look at Robinson Cano and we look at the Bryce Harper, we see a lot of smoke and mirrors, don't we? And when you see lots of smoke, you're going to see, look closely. Look at the smoke. See it? See through the smoke. What do you see? What you see is yourself looking through the smoke at all those mirrors. From a New York metropolitan organization, do they know from the smoke and the mirrors? I think they do. the Metropolitan Organization, right before our very eyes, they're building an all-star, not an all-star team, but an all-star front office building. Experience around the manager with the Riegelman. Experience around the new general manager. So the front office, they are making the headlines. The team getting players, no. But the front office with the personnel, the signings, listen, the more the merrier. It's going to be an all-star front office. Players, who knows with players, but the front office, listen. So the hot stove from the leading story, spinning wheel. But let's give another spin.
The New York Giants.
Manning steps up, throws a deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be intercepted by Swearinger at the 35. Manning back to throw, feels pressure, and he's going to get sacked.
Lauletta stands in the pocket, throws on the run. It's grabbed by Edetawu. He's got room down the right sideline. 15, cut back 10. He scores. Bootleg left. Plenty of room in front of him. Cuts back to the 5. Dives to the goal line. And it's a touchdown for Kyle Lauletta.
I don't believe he ever existed. Give me proof. Show me a picture. So nothing to report today as far as the New York Football Giants as they get ready for the Chicago Bears, the monsters of the Midway. We have one word for Eli Manning. Duck. So, but wait, is this a day without sunshine? Is this a day with nothing to report from the hydrated atomic blonde? I don't think so. What happened? And from this, by the way, from this leading story, we may have Eli Manning returning in 2019 because Christian Hackenberg, Davis Webb, and Kyle Lauletta are all the same person. Last seen in the NCAA and nowhere to be found in the NFL. Why does the New York Jets and why does the New York Football Giants draft players who don't play? Why even ask? Why would the Giants do that? Why would the New York Jets do that? Is there an answer to this question? Of course not. Anyway, with Kyle Lauletta, I think, listen, they drafted a quarterback who looks good in civilian clothes. I don't even think he's dressed for a single game this year. It's not whether he is ever going to play or take a snap for the New York Football Giants. The question is whether he even shows up in the 2018 team picture. So we have the hot stove. We have the New York Football Giants. And let's give another turn on the leading story spinning wheel.
The New York Knicks.
J.J. Redick comes off the screen and drills an eye. Redick is 8 of 9 from downtown. J.J. Redick. What a game for Redick. 24 points. Dotson able to hit that three-pointer, and that'll do it. 76ers show why they're one of the very best in the NBA.
Back-to-back on the road. Back-to-back losses, and never in it last night. Not 1 second. But you know it's going to be a long night's journey into darkness when Mike Breen and Clyde Frazier are better performing at what they do than any Knickerbockers were doing on the floor. So we have with the hot stove, it's Eli taking on the Bears. And again, Eli, if you're listening, and we know you are, we have one word, Eli. Duck! And we have the Knickerbockers, a developing team with a developer in Fizdale. And we have a few lead stories to how they say in the trade, chew on. But let's give one more spin on the leading story, spinning wheel.
New York Jets.
We fought this game. We didn't execute in the second half, so we got to go back to the drawing board, back to the drawing board, back to the drawing board.
Fire me! Fire me! Fire me!
And that's about it for the New York Jetropolitans. We hope to see, we don't know, but we hope to see in person, in color, on television, Sam Darnold against the Titans of the turf.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.